And I think now, since we've had this huge reset, it's time for us to start to think about a bold vision to bring New Orleans back and to accelerate that movement. You know, most of you know we're the economic engine that pretty much drives the state. But right now, we're a cash-strapped city, and we're in need of some solutions, some strong solutions to accelerate our economic growth. Several days ago, I sent a letter to Governor Blanco asking her to partner with me on some out-of-the-box kind of accelerator ideas specifically designed to create jobs and opportunities. You know, as I started to come out of nuclear crisis management, I started to think about this city and how do we get it back to where it was and how quickly that transition is going to be. And I started to work with Reggie Zeno, our chief financial officer, and we started to lay out some five-year plans based upon pretty much our current state, relying upon our existing tax structure, our existing convention business, the way that all flows, the tourism, the port of New Orleans. And I must tell you, I was a little discouraged. So I started to think, how can we take some of the critical assets that we have and put some things in place to accelerate growth? And I focused on two main areas, the Port of New Orleans and our tourist industry. The Port of New Orleans and our tourist industry. So in that letter, I asked the governor, which is kind of related but not related, to lobby with me, with Congress, for a minimum formula to make sure that the federal dollars that come here come to the hardest hit areas, which should benefit Orleans, Plaquemine, and St. Bernard. You all know about that. You've heard about my tax recovery and jobs incentive zone idea, where I'm asking for a 50% income tax credit for any worker that is working and living in the city of New Orleans, with a $50,000 cap for single and $100,000 cap for joint filers, a 50% state and federal income tax credit for employers based upon their total payrolls for employees who live and work in the zones that I think should be considered Orleans, Plaquemine, and St. Bernard as being the hardest hits, but we'll deal with that later. I also asked the governor to eliminate in the zone the state taxes on debt, on new equipment and utilities, and to also create a state income tax-free zone for manufacturing companies. They create jobs and add value on the top five raw materials. We're the number one importer, or the number two, or the number three importer of five raw materials for the entire country. They're coffee beans, they're raw metals, steel, plywood, and rubber. So I'm asking for us to put some incentives, make it a tax-free zone for manufacturing surrounding those five areas, with an emphasis on robotics manufacturing. And I'm also asking in that letter for the same tax-free incentives so we can get our medical industry going, for medical research, clinical trials, pharmaceutical manufacturing, and patent development. Now, here's the one that I'm sure all of you are going to be most interested in. I've also asked her to consider partnering with me to create a casino conversion and gaming zone. We already have bingo and horse racing and land-based casino and boats and lotteries and all that good stuff. So what I'm trying to do is focus on tourism. And how can we create something new and exciting and bold in New Orleans to accelerate tourism? And here's the thought. I'm proposing expanding and creating a zone which will start from Claiborne Avenue and run along Canal Street. So we go along Canal Street, it would loop around Harris Casino and go to Poydras Avenue, and then Poydras Avenue to Claiborne again. So it'd be a U-shaped casino conversion and gaming zone. And in that zone, hotels that have 500 rooms or more would be allowed to convert into a full-fledged casino. They wouldn't just be allowed to do slot machines, they'd have to make a significant investment. In addition to that, they would have to agree to pay all of their employees a living wage, a living minimum wage of $8 to $10 plus benefits. The state and the city in this letter would split all the related revenues 50-50, including the current streams that are coming from Harris. There's a big potential here. Our neighbors in Mississippi had a huge industry going. They decided to attack gaming in a much different way with the free market system. They had 28,000 casino workers. They had $150 million in related taxes. We have an incredible opportunity right now to accelerate growth in New Orleans through this particular initiative. In the letter also stated that no one company or entity could own greater than 25% market share in the zone. So that means there would be no more exclusivity, but we would make sure that there was not a monopoly situation created or a near monopoly. You know, I'd love to have another solution for the citizens. I'm not a big gaming person. I'm not a big gambler. But I don't know of anything else we can do at this point in time but to focus in on our port, which is a huge strength, and try and drive tourism in an unusual way. And in my estimation, there's no better city than New Orleans. And if you can combine our food, our culture, our Mardi Gras with our convention center, with the cruise ships, with everything else people love about New Orleans, and then create a unique destination and build upon that, we may accelerate growth and we may help this city and this state. I've talked to the hotel industry about this, the executive director, we had a little chat about this. He was a little caught off guard at first, and then he called me back and said, you know, the industry is definitely willing to talk about this, and there is some interest and excitement among some of the players. The governor and I have talked about this on a couple of weeks ago. We were talking with her and Andy Coplin, I think is his name. I always want to call him Coppel, in her office, and, you know, they were not blown away by it. If anything, they were a little open to it because they had some preliminary discussions about it. And I told them, give it to Mikey and I'll push it. And we'll see what happens. So I'm not saying that they've endorsed it wholeheartedly, but they are open to the discussion. I am going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep pushing the city. I'm going to keep pushing everybody to try and move in a better direction much quicker, because I don't think we can afford to lay back and keep doing the same things. So I'm trying to get some acceleration going.